This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'd back an exception to Senate rules if that's what it takes to pass a bill protecting abortion rights, blasting the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade as destabilizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the solution is for Congress to codify Roe's protections. In an evenly split Senate, that would likely require changing the rules that now let any member block a bill unless it has 60 votes. The president's pitching one.
Require an exception to the filibuster.
It's an election year shift as the president tries to rally voters outraged by the ruling to boost Democratic majorities. But at least two Senate Democrats don't support a change. Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says it's impractical to expect such a massive institutional change.
This is not the political environment to be looking for that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping concluded a two-day visit to Hong Kong as it marked the 25th anniversary of its return to Chinese rule after being pulled in recent years under much tighter Communist Party control. Earlier Friday, Xi officiated the swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. During the ceremony, Xi said Hong Kong's true democracy started after the city's handover to China from colonial Britain 25 years ago. Britain returned Hong Kong to Chinese rule on July 1st of 1997 under a one-country, two-systems formula, which guarantees wide-ranging autonomy and judicial independence not seen in mainland China. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. At least 17 people were killed, dozens wounded Friday in missile strikes on Ukraine's Odessa region, day after the Russian troops abandoned positions on a strategic island in a major setback to the Kremlin's invasion. The news came after NATO leaders wrapped up a summit in Madrid, with President Biden announcing $800 million in new weapons for Ukraine. Hours after the summit ended, missiles were fired at an apartment building and recreation center in the southern region of Odessa, a strategic flashpoint that is home to Ukraine's historic port city of the same name. The early Friday strike came a day after Russian troops abandoned their position on Snake Island off the coast of Odessa. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that the pullout would limit Russian activities, but acknowledged it would not guarantee safety in the Black Sea area yet. The Kremlin portrayed the pullout from Snake Island as a goodwill gesture. Well, Ketanji Brown Jackson has shattered a glass ceiling at the Supreme Court. AP Washington's correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am.
There were two oaths, one administered by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
The other by Stephen Breyer, minutes after his retirement.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Jackson is now the first Black woman to sit on the high court, which for the first time now has four female justices. She will not change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt, one that ended this term with several contentious rulings on abortion and guns last week, and today on climate change, limiting the EPA's ability to curb power plant emissions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year are signaling they could send referrals to the Justice Department for prosecution of illegal tampering with witnesses who have testified to the panel. Representative Liz Cheney, vice chairperson of the House of Representatives investigative panel, displayed Tuesday two anonymous messages from notes sent to hearing witnesses saying that the former president, Donald Trump, was keeping a close eye on the hearings and was counting on continued loyalty. The panel is probing how the insurrection unfolded and Trump's role in trying to upend his 2020 re-election defeat. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.